meant to use Rogers Arena free of charge for an event this month to remember the people killed at the Lapu Lapu Day event. However, following City Council's unanimous decision to support the event, Filipino BC says that while they had been informed there would be a large-scale event in June, no impacted families had been consulted. Tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum to the U.S. increasing 50% today. U.S. President Donald Trump followed through on his plan to double the duties after saying it was necessary to protect national security and industries in his country. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the tariffs are unlawful and unjustified. Some economists expect the Bank of Canada to keep its interest rate at 2.75% today. It decided to hold the key rate steady at last month because it needed more clarity on how the Canada-U.S. trade dispute would impact the economy. And as the school year starts to wind down, a new poll found the most common high school experience that all of us had was having a crush on someone. The top 10 also included having a specific friend group, taking a class you loved, taking a class you hated, and lying to your parents.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We've got tickets to give away on the show today at 7:05. It's a four-pack of tickets to see the BC Lions home opener. And at that home opener, Snoop Dogg is performing the kickoff concert. Coming up on Saturday, also included is a $100 gift card to the BC Lions team store. That's at 7:05. At 8:05, Shawn Mendes tickets as well.
In the meantime, talking about expensive purchases you made that you regretted, a text message from Cheryl this morning. My biggest regret is buying my husband's wedding ring. Or should I say my ex-husband's wedding ring? Sounds like it was a nice ring, though.
Super expensive.
You have good taste, Cheryl. 604-280-1035. You can text yours anytime, too, at 103535. Here's Teddy Swims on Move Radio.
I took the page out of your favorite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Talking a language that I never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my way back to the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No more thinking about you.
rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Backstreet's back, alright. Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now.
With the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin. I want it, babe. I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me. Baby, it's bittersweet. Yes, I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, but you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you ain't easy. Baby, you're what I crave. And I wouldn't wanna waste it. Take me away, take me away, see loving you ain't easy. Loving the touch of your body, baby, bring it over here. Loving it highest days, loving until we hate, pushing until we break out. Oh, your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
Biggest purchase you have made that instantly turned into regret. I was talking to a couple on the weekend who just painted, had the exterior of their house painted, and it came out darker than they were anticipating. And the wife was like, every day I drive up to my house and I'm like, oh, I hate my house.
Oh.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, if it's all, it's too late now.
Yeah.
The house net is now this color. And again, I don't think it looks ugly to anybody else. It's just not the color that they were hoping it was going to be. And you're in this position of now of like, what? You're going to paint the whole house all over again?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have much choice but to just get used to it. What's the biggest purchase you've made that you've regretted? 604-280-1035. You can text anytime, of course, at 103535.
All right, Aaron said something funny to us off the air, and this was like your biggest purchase. And,
yeah.
Okay, and it's not like...
No. So I don't want to call myself cheap, but I'm definitely a penny pincher. Like, I really think about what I'm doing, what I'm spending my money on, and I tend to be a little cheap. So for me, this was a big splurge, and it was the Instapot. Remember that, you guys?
Yeah. People still use them.
Yeah. But like back in the day, they were hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They're a lot less now, but they were like, they were kind of the first, like this was before the air fryer, right? They were expensive, and I bought it. And I opened it up and I was like, this is not for me.
Weren't you in a group chat that was labeled like Instamoms or
still
something?
Still is Instapot moms. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I wanted to give it a shot. And then remember we tried to work it here.
It was the worst name product ever because it was the furthest thing from instant. Like, I don't even understand how it got the name.
And the steam was scary. Like, that thing scared me.
Well, I think there were news stories of lids blowing off and we got scared.
Yes, it was so scary. So for me, that was a real regret.
604-280-1035. Karen, for you, the big purchase item that you regretted.
I love expensive Bruno Mali shoes.
Bruno Mali shoes. For those of us that aren't that familiar with Bruno Mali shoes, tell us about them.
Okay, so they were really expensive Italian leather shoes made in the 90s. I don't know if he's still around. Apparently, O.J. Simpson was wearing them.
Yes, he certainly was. That's how I know Bruno Mali.
Oh, my God.
So he was wearing them the night of the crime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so they were these high-heeled loafers.
Very different from the ones he was wearing, yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a really high instep, and I can't wear loafers. I have to wear ballerina flats.
Got it, okay. So you bought these shoes, and you couldn't wear these shoes.
Well, I did wear them because I had to, you know, say, well, I bought them, so I have to wear them, right? And I think I was making about $11.50 an hour at the time, and they cost $440. Okay, so to make a long story short, I couldn't wear these shoes. So I ended up putting them at the back of my closet, and then eventually they went to the thrift shop.
Bye-bye, Bruno Mali. Oh. Bye-bye, Bruno Mali. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
Nothing like making minimum wage and getting in with Italian leather shoes.
Oh. Maybe this will make Karen feel better. My name's Leslie. I just got a Louis Vuitton boots and purse. I spent $7,000. I have been sick to my stomach for a week. Oh. I should not have done it. There are no returns either.
That's a recent purchase then.
Yeah.
That's a very recent purchase.
I get, you know what, Leslie, I understand in the moment. You're like, I deserve this. I deserve it. And you get it and you feel so good. And then you walk out of the store and you're like, wait a minute, Mr. Vuitton, I need to give this back to you.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
One, two.
Shawn Mendes is coming to Vancouver.
Can't wait to see
you. And Move 103.5 has your tickets in. All this week, listen to the Nat and Drew Show at 8:05, and you could win tickets to Shawn Mendes at Rogers Arena October 12th. Today's best variety.
Keep it here to grab your free tickets.
Move 103.5.
Thank you so much.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Big announcement coming, everybody. Big announcement.
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they used to mark them on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, A Thousand Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced, very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. No stalls or accidents. Portman westbound slow from the west end. Patella northbound slow. Alex Fraser a little slow northbound. Counterflow in at the tunnel. Things moving well there. Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. Jumpstart helps families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate this Jumpstart month at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. Sunshine ahead today, windy. The high will be 22. Right now it's 12 degrees.
Taylor Swift making even more money with her latest acquisition, and Kylie Jenner is being hailed as a girl's girl for sharing her secrets. Details coming up in What's Trending.
After music from Maroon 5 on Move.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon. Why am I holding on? We knew this day would come. We knew it all along. How did it come so fast? This is our last night, but it's late.
On Move 103.5. Well, what is the news of Taylor Swift buying back the rights to her early music done to her album sales?
What's trending?
Nothing but good things. Nothing but good things across the board. Looking at the stats and sales figures from the first few days after the deal was announced on Friday that she had bought back the masters to all of those original recordings, the album sales of those original recordings have gone through the roof. Her debut album has seen an increase of 484.4% since Taylor broke the news on Friday.
Did they actually give a physical numbers of, like, so that's the percentage, but like how many units were moved? Does it say in the article or no? No.
No.
Because I'm just wondering, like, because if you're a huge fan of Taylor Swift, you probably already had that album, but like, do you go and, because Taylor Swift fans are crazy, you just go buy it again because
yes.
you love her so much?
Yes. I think so. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. I don't like this includes digital again, so you can't go and buy like a second copy of a digital album. You could buy multiple copies of a physical, but you can't buy multiple copies of a digital album.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, unless you're buying it from different places, which I guess you could. Like you could buy it from Apple and then. You don't buy music from Spotify, but there's another service where you could buy digital music from. So this calls together the sales from all different platforms.
Got it. Okay.
And she had not put out a Taylor's version of her debut album yet. So it's not like the fans, if you're just siding with Taylor and only buying Taylor's versions.
Right.
That's the other interesting thing is that the Taylor's versions of these albums, because I was wondering if it would just give the green light to go back and listen to the originals again. But album sales for Taylor's versions of all of these albums have also seen high spikes. So, I mean, Taylor Swift just got, like, across-the-board sales spikes over the weekend just with that news on Friday.
It's good. She really needs it.
Yeah. Right?
So she needs that cash injection.
We need to help her through this time.
Yeah. So it's good. Yeah. Everything coming up Taylor Swift. Kylie Jenner is being hailed as a girl's girl for divulging the exact details of her boob job. So she was responding to a fan who praised Kylie's breasts as being the most natural boob job ever. And the fan wrote, quote, "Help a girl out, Kylie. I just want to know how to get them to sit like that, respectfully." And Kylie responded, and she said, this is the formula, 445 cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone, !! Even gave the doctor. By the way, 445 cc gives you somewhere between a D and a double D, depending on your starting breast size, if anybody is interested.
I think people are.
Yeah.
That's all the details
right there.
For anybody who says nobody's transparent about what kind of work they've had done, that's about as transparent as it gets.
Absolutely. But I'm like the D and the double, I guess, you know, the D, the double D when they are not natural. They still get to stay high, but if they are natural, as somebody who is a D, they're not so high.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Real friends. Real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Move 103.5.
Everything's so small when you're on top of the world. It's hard to understand what's still yet to unfold. Pretending to be who you're not is a waste of what you got. Keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep on, keep believing.
We are the kings and queens. Our hearts, they break. We may fall in between the cracks. Living life like it's just a game of blackjack. I don't know how, but we always find our way back. Looking back when I was just a little girl with a big dream, living in a lonely world. It seems life is impossible. So believe that you're unstoppable. Like it's just a game of blackjack. I don't know how, but we always find our way back. Looking back when I was just a little girl with a big dream, living in a lonely world. It seems life is impossible. So believe that you're unstoppable.
Virginia to Vegas on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Good to have you here. Navigating life after a relationship breakup is tricky at the best of times. And we don't always do it perfectly. I saw this list. It's three rules, three guidelines, in terms of how to get over a breakup as quickly and as healthy as possible. It comes from a therapist named Dr. Wendy Walsh. And as soon as I saw item number one on the list, I'm like, I've broken that. Countless times. I think it's the one that it's probably the most broken rule, if it is a rule. Maybe you don't believe it's a rule, but it's probably the most broken rule when it comes to how to get over a breakup and the end of a relationship.
You say you want to be friends, so you're still in touch.
It's the no contact, because she firmly believes you have to have no contact.
Yeah.
With that person. And trickier now even than it used to be, depending on how long you've been with your partner, because of all the social media connections.
Brutal. It's and almost impossible.
She's like, you basically have to flush all of those out. Doesn't mean that you have to block them or unfriend them, but there are, you know, you can mute people so their stuff doesn't come up in your feed, but you haven't completely severed the connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you do, so to prevent you from going and snooping around and taking a look at their stuff.
So does it count if you've physically just go sit outside their place and pay for them.
Aww.
I actually never did that, but I had a friend, Rob, he did that.
Yeah.
And he enlisted that my help and Brett's help. So one day we were all sitting in front of Debbie's house, weirdly. It was a long time ago.
It's quite intimidating for Debbie. Just Rob and all of his friends just sitting outside her house. How'd Debbie's parents feel about this?
I'm not sure, but Debbie...
Not great, I bet.
Probably not. I do remember Brett and I were hiding. Rob was a little bit more upfront about it.
Hiding in Debbie's bushes.
We thought we were trying to be supportive of our friend. In hindsight now, it was really completely unhealthy. But at the time, you're 21 and you're like...
I thought you were going to say 15 or 16. I'm a little surprised you were hiding in bushes at 21. That's surprising.
We weren't in bushes. I meant I was hiding in the car.
Let me clarify. I'm a little surprised that you were hiding in front of a friend's ex's house at 21.
That's one of the other things on the list.
Yeah.
I get it beforehand. I used to, with other girlfriends and my sister, I used to stalk people before. Right? To see where they lived and
right.
what they were up to.
Because that's healthier.
No, but it was fun. After, I don't get.
Because he was so sad. And I guess the first time.
What is she doing right now?
She was so sad. And he kind of roped us in because he would spend so much time crying outside of her place. And we're like, Rob, that's not good. And then we'd come get him. And then he'd rope us into sitting with him for a bit.
Rule number two on the list, and this is difficult if you have a lot of shared friendships. Dr. Walsh encourages cultivating new friendships so you're not entirely all dependent on that same group of people. Branch out and try. Not that you have to leave those people behind, but do try to develop some new relationships and new contacts.
No, you got to make your friends choose which side. That's what you do.
We know whose side you are on in the Rob and Debbie breakup. Very, very clear. And this, I was really surprised because this does not feel like typical therapist advice, but she says create a list of all the bad qualities of the person. Do an inventory of all the things that bothered you, all the things that did not go the way you wanted them, and then commit that to memory, and it will help you move on, especially in a situation where maybe the breakup was not initiated by you.
Sure.
If you can make that clear inventory that maybe this relationship, it's actually for the best, you're devastated right now, but maybe it's for the best that it's over, and if you make that list and commit it to memory, you'll have a healthier time moving on, a quicker time moving on.
Yeah. I like that. It totally makes sense. And then you post that list on social media. Now, they won't see it because they've been muted, but you can post it so everybody else can see
it. Back in the day, you would have nailed it to the
Debbie's
to the lamp. Out on the fence. So she'd see it when she came out the next day.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move
103.5. Oh, poor Debbie. I hope she's doing okay.
You know what? In hindsight, Debbie was very difficult. I'm still Team Rob. She turned out to be not a nice person, despite what we did.
Coming up, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday, the party game we like to play every Wednesday. You can vote in the different scenarios right now on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. Just click on our latest stories. We'll start rolling out the results before 7.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People often ask me how fast I am. Oh, one sec. I just went to Bali and back. I'm also fast when it comes to helping people. Like when I helped Bill. His company vehicles were being serviced, and I was able to help him with a business loan. He got the transport trucks his company needed, and I got to honk the horn. All of them.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
When you need a hero with a light and fluffy approach, there's none better than the souffle.
The souffle.
He'll rise to the occasion, much like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
That oddly makes sense. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Seriously, though, the souffle?
Yes, he can be savory or sweet. Very moody.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Save On Foods signature summer flaves. Fresh cheddar, onion, and ale, or teriyaki pineapple burgers. Smoky Canadian maple rotisserie chicken. And our signature BC blueberry pie. Get them before they're gone. Only at Save On Foods.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars. We buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore.
It's all
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed off the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Men, as we age, our definition of feeling good changes. We get used to having less energy, strength, focus, and sex drive. What if you didn't have to settle? What if these symptoms didn't stem from age? One in four men over 40 have low testosterone. Pollock Clinics' testosterone replacement therapy helps you restore your energy, strength, power, and drive so you can live your best, most confident life. Turn back the clock to when feeling good meant feeling great. It starts with one courageous step. Learn more at PollockClinics.com.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. No stalls or accidents right now. Good news. Northbound volume starting to build on the Alex Fraser, westbound on the Portman, but no issues. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at Nix.ca. Weather is brought to you by Lotto Max. Lotto Max has draws on Tuesdays and Fridays. Buy in-store or online. Dream to the max. Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be 22. Right now, 13 degrees.
Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
You're a nice guy, and you're looking for a nice girl to fall for you for a lifetime. But that's not my vibe, I'm just trying to have fun. You say love is blind, but that's just something right there. Cause I'm looking in your eyes, and they're burning fire. Sex on my mind, and that's what you want. Here, face to face, and we both know the truth. You call on my bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. You're a sentimental guy, one of a kind. Really, boy, that's hard to find. But that's not my type. You should find your other side, the apple to your eye. The yin to your yang, the blue to your sky. A kiss in the rain, the mate to your chain. But you should know that's not my thing. Here, face to face, and we both know the truth. You call on the bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song.
Party game that we play on Wednesday mornings, and you can follow along on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram stories. Also, weigh in by texting or calling. This morning's would you rather only be able to listen to music made before the year 2000 or music made after the year 2000?
Good music question. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It entirely depends how you vote in this. Is for the vast, vast, vast majority will entirely depend on how old you are. And I think most people are unwilling to give up the music they listened to when they were a teenager as their tastes in music were developing. That is, for a lot of people, not everybody, but for a lot of people, that is their favorite music for the rest of their life. So for me, I would go before 2000, but I think you answer this question by and large, based on how old you are.
So you're saying before
2000? For me personally, it's before 2000.
Before 2000.
Yeah. I'm not giving up Billy Joel and Tina Turner. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Aaron?
Can't do it.
For me, it's before 2000.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more about like classic rock.
Sure.
I just,
yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but.
I asked my husband this question last night, and he was like really struggling. He's like super, he's one of the people that I know that has the most diverse, like musical taste. Like, because it goes from like Tom Waits to Frank Sinatra to DMX. Like, it's just, it's all, you know, and so he was having,
aren't those all before 2000?
Those are all before. And so that's cause he's like, oh, you know, but then he started thinking about the acts that he likes now, and it was also hard, but he also went before 2000. And so I am the outlier here because I certainly like music that was made before 2000, but I think about what I listen to predominantly, and I listen to new music so much more frequently than I listen to older music.
You are an outlier in that, because I think they've done studies on this. People, and again, by and large, stop discovering new music en masse by about age 30.
Yeah, and I just, I get, like, I'll hear music from, like, when I was a teenager, and I'm like, oh, I like it. Like, I still like it, and it brings mm-hmm. nostalgia for me, mm-hmm. but I don't love it. Like, I don't put it on repeat. I like listening to stuff that's new.
So I'm the opposite. I'm like, you know what? That just doesn't compare. There's just no comparison for
me. The stuff that seems to be ingrained in your DNA.
Just like musicality, lyrics, everything.
So in terms of the vote, and again, I think this is largely dictated by how old you are, but 87% of the people who have voted on our Instagram poll are going with the music before 2000. Mm-hmm. Only 13% after 2000.
And you're going to regret it. I guess it's not, well, it's not going to be enforced, so I guess you regret nothing. One more. Would you rather end every work email with hugs or YOLO?
YOLO!
YOLO!
YOLO! Yeah, hugs makes it weird. You might sound like a goof by saying YOLO, but hugs makes it weird.
I wonder if this is a gender thing. I wonder if, like, it's harder for a man. A man feels hard, like, it'd just be harder to write hugs. And, like, is it, like, am I being too aggressive? Like, will somebody take that the wrong way? So it's easier for, like, a dude to go, okay, I'm just going to say YOLO.
Especially when the vast majority of the emails that I send are to my boss, who is a woman.
Hugs. I didn't say hugs and kisses, just hugs.
You can vote in all of our different Would You Rather scenarios. Just check out the Nat and Drew Show Instagram and click on our latest stories. The results of the hugs versus YOLO, 67% of you would rather end it in with hugs than YOLO.
That's right. YOLO, you seem kind of like a douche.
Yep.
Just saying, Drew.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with $45. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines, Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid! Can we
just... Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid. Show me where you
love it. Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. And so is host and fan favorite, Ariana Maddox.
Safe to say this season's looking pretty good.
Don't miss the cultural phenomenon critics call must-see TV. Love Island USA. New season. Stream now. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave. Proudly Canadian.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life?
Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
It's back, and it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months, no interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
The Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety. Move 1035.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Let you stick.
morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a pretty good looking morning here. We've got some volume northbound on the Alex Fraser, westbound over the Portman, counterflow in, no major delays at the tunnel, and only problem we have is a crash in Abbotsford, George Ferguson Way, and Gladwin Road. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. Weather is brought to you by Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. We've got sunshine ahead today and wind. The high will be 22 at the water. Right now, 12 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Vancouver City Council made a sudden decision yesterday to host a Lapu Lapu Day memorial event at Rogers Arena this month. However, following Council's unanimous decision to support the event, Filipino BC said that while they had been informed there would be a large-scale event in June, no impacted families had been consulted. Filipino BC says, "We believe the City of Vancouver should prioritize emergency recovery funding." Some economists expected the Bank of Canada rate to keep its interest rate at 2.75% today, and that's exactly what happened. Tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum to the United States have increased 50%. U.S. President Donald Trump followed through on his plans to double the duties after saying it was necessary to protect national security and industries in his country. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the tariffs are both unlawful and unjustified. And we've got hockey tonight. The Oilers host the Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.